This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the immediate release of Sudan's prime minister and all other officials after the Sudan military seized power in the nation. And the UN Security Council has scheduled an emergency closed-door meeting on the coup in Sudan this afternoon. Sudan's military has seized power, dissolving the transitional government. This is hours after troops arrested the prime minister and other officials there. Thousands of people took to the streets and protest Monday's coup. The Sudan Doctors Committee said security forces opened fire on some of the crowds. Three protesters so far have been killed. A UN human rights investigator says Iran executed over 250 people, including at least four child offenders, in 2020. So far this year, it's carried out 230 executions. That includes nine women and one child who was executed in secret. Javaid Rehman told the UN Security General Assembly Human Rights Committee Monday that Iran continues to implement the death penalty at an alarming rate. He said the absence of an official statistics and lack of transparency around executions means that this practice escapes scrutiny, resulting in serious abuses preventing accountability. Amnesty International says Iran topped Mideast executions last year. Rehman said that beyond executions, the overall human rights situation in Iran remains grim. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on Monday announced the appointment of former UN Undersecretary General, Nolene Heiser of Singapore, as the new UN Special Envoy for conflict torn Myanmar. She will succeed Christine Schreiner-Bergner of Switzerland, whose 3.5 years in the post expires on Sunday. It saw moves toward democracy dashed in a military takeover of the Southeast Asian nation last February. That led to other issues. She is currently a member of Guterres' high-level advisory board on mediation, a member of the governing board of Lee Kuan Yew School of Public Policy at the National University of Singapore, and distinguished fellow of the Singapore Management University. The U.S. House Committee, who investigates the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, has now deferred its request for several dozen pages of Trump administration records at the White House and of the urging. But President Joe Biden has again rejected that the former president's invocation of executive privilege on hundreds of additional pages. In a letter to the National Archives and Records Administration, Biden counsel Dana Remus repeated that Biden has determined that any assertion of executive privilege by former President Donald Trump is not in the best interest of the U.S. Tumbling COVID-19 case counts have some U.S. schools considering relaxing their mask rules, but deaths nationally have been ticking up over the past few weeks. And some rural hospitals are also showing signs of strain, and cold weather is also setting in. The cold sends people indoors where the virus can spread more easily. The University of Washington's influential COVID-19 forecasting models predicting increasing infections and hospitalizations in November. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Tuesday that the country is set to reduce emissions by 35% below 2005 levels by the year 2030, but he will not commit to such a target at the UN Climate Conference in Scotland. Morris said that government would stick with Australia's current 2030 target of reducing emissions by 26 to 29.8%.